This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we have all the sports coming to you. But I did want to let you know there's a reason Eric Chiafalo is still in studio, even though he has already done the KNC masterpiece. It is time to get a Bet Payoff Friday going for the first time for me, probably since October. It defeated me. Okay, so I've had bet payoffs to take care of. I thought I was going to do some on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. It's now 4.5 months later, and the football season is approaching, so I got to get right. And I had an idea here for you. It was Lucius last night on LA Live. Did Coach McCrary out of DeKalb County. You hear this story?
Uh-huh.
Okay, 35-year coach, lots of state championships. Had his kids on the road with him in the Bahamas playing a big tournament, international tournament. And they violated team rules. So as a punishment, he made them pull down their shorts, lay down on the bed, and he spanked them with his shoe.
Shoe spanking?
That's so bad.
So I was wondering, Chief, if you'd like to get this bet payoff started and be the first. My idea for submission. This is a live submission. I haven't told anybody about this
yet. I love this.
The Coach McCrary, each member of the G-Bag Nation, even Carter if he wants to, gets to take your shoe off and really lace into me.
Am I just like the egg?
Yeah,
the
try
egg
now.
Deal. Now, okay.
You got the camera on me?
Are you like sliding? Camera? Are you sliding pants down?
Are you
down?
Taking your pants down? And are you going face first on that couch over there, like full Coach McCrary? Or
I think that would only be appropriate.
Unbelievable, wow. Man! I really like your style. Coming in aggressive today. I got my Croc. I'm gonna slap my Croc on your ass.
He's like, get over here. You better go.
Yeah, that's right. And I like the look of this Croc. I like the look of Broadus's Cole Haunts. I have not seen Lucius's footwear today or Carter, but I know Wolchuk might have a pair of Air Force Ones on.
I do.
And that's heavy. That's a bludgeon potentially. Yeah. So you better make sure you catch that baby flush.
I'm gonna try.
Okay, here we go.
But the aim, you never know. Eric's getting his swinging on, and this is crazy.
We got to take a little BP.
Wow, Dawson has just laid straight down on the couch. God knows what he is laying in right now.
Do you hit him with the heel or the flat side? What do you do here?
It's a skid mark.
I think, yeah. Ball the foot. Ball the foot, I think, is the best way to do it. Might get you the best spank. He has slid down the pants, so it's just the draws that are showing right now. We got the boxer.
Do we have this on camera, by the way?
I hope to God we got it on the cams.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. All right, Eric's about to take a swing of that Dawson Tush right now. Oh, he might have missed a little bit. That looked like it burned.
That smacked.
That was a stick.
That smacked. And that caught skin, dude. That caught skin.
Yeah,
okay?
That caught
the
edge.
There's a clear underwear line.
I might let Eric hit you with my shoe.
Okay. Well, let's do more of these at 440.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do more of these at 440. That shoe looks like trouble to me because it's got
a size 14 with a lot of plastic.
Yeah.
A lot of waffle.
Dang, bro. Where did I even get you on that? Was that like...
was like lower back slash... That was some hip bone in there.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh,
if Wolchuk does that, we might have fisticuffs in the 440.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, I think Gavin might turn around and just punch you right in the face. I might have to just say, all right, let's go.
See, I was worried about this. 4-3-2, they say Dawson woke up feeling kinky today. There's no kink involved here. You know, it's just bet payoffs. I got, do I have three more after this? I have four more after this.
I thought you had five, yeah.
I was just thinking about things maybe in Oxnard that I could do to pay. I think I got three as well. I think there's...
I'm sure we all have something.
There's got to be something, and when we get to camp, that we can, some hijinks that we can...
I can't wait. Cannot wait for Oxnard. Thank you so much, Chief.
Hey, let me just stick. Can I stick around?
Sure,
I'll stick around for a seg.
Right, yeah. Stick around for a seg.
I've had FOMO all week driving home listening to you guys.
Hey, the 972 did say you're much better when you prepare, and I'm just wondering why the hell you prepare for other shows you don't want to prepare for our show.
See, I don't understand how he thinks I prepared this week with the KNC Masterpiece. That's insane.
Fake it till you make it, baby.
Did they ask the question, how did he carry the KNC Masterpiece? Is that the question?
Well, I think Jake was really, you know.
Jake was on it today.
Doing a lot of stuff.
Peggy,
I did punish him and Peyton Russell in the What a Chicken Strip Challenge.
Yeah, how are you feeling, and how disappointing was Peyton in that?
Peyton, it was just like, man, it really took the competitive spirit out of my own body a little bit.
Sloth Russell is what I'm going to call him from now on.
Yeah, it was
slow mover.
How many did he get? He got like six or seven tenders in 15 minutes.
Wow, was he even trying?
No. I honestly, it's hard to say that he was trying. I think he was just enjoying chicken tenders while he listened to our segment.
How did you, okay, speaking of preparation, how did you prepare for this one? No meal this morning? I think that's hard for you to get up and not eat anything.
Yeah, it was tough, but
he ate.
But no, I really didn't. I had a sip of raw milk. I did go exercise a little bit to work up an appetite and then no post-workout meal.
Wow.
So it was just like by 10:20, I was chomping at every bit, dude.
You're right.
And they were so good. I was going spicy ketchup, regular ketchup, ranch. That was kind of like every bite was a little different.
I know fans heading to the AAC tonight, chomping at the bit to see Caitlin Clark. Not going to happen. Okay. She's not going to play there. I think she's got a groin situation. We were hoping that it was load management, but it's not. But it's a big day at the AAC. Not only did you have that, you had the Dallas Mavericks introducing Cooper Flagg earlier today. You heard it during the KNC Masterpiece right around lunch.
Riveting.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised Mark Cuban is still there, but he was. He's trying to sell things to the fan base. That's what I feel like. You're getting Mark Cuban trying to tell everybody it's going to be fine, and I don't know why. I think what I want to see from Mark Cuban right now isn't that. But, you know, he hired Nico.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's there trying to kind of make sure that he doesn't get astray along the way. You know what I'm saying?
That Mark doesn't get one?
I don't think Nico listens to Mark.
No, I think he's trying to show, like, you know, he's worried that if he just totally backs away from the situation,
the fan base would go away.
The fan base, he's thinking that he needs to kind of step in and help.
877-881-1053, when Cubes is like, stop the chants, and he's like, guys, this is great. Yeah. Don't you just want to tell him to shut up?
Mm-hmm. I like to tell Nico to shut up,
too. I appreciate it, but it's pointless anyway. The people have drawn their line in the sand. They're not going to go to the other side and be like, oh, everything's fine. This is going to be easy to cheer for the Mavericks because they can't trust the GM.
Yeah, but it's a little patronizing. It is. He's trying to get everybody excited, and he knows that a lot of this is because he made the choice to sell the team. So everything that happens to some extent sort of falls back on him.
Yeah.
And the Cooper Flagg stuff, it seemed like everybody and their mom was there today, though.
Yes, a lot of people
so
were.
So it's like, if you weren't there, it would have stood out.
Yeah, I heard voices and like call letters from radio stations that I hadn't heard in a long time, maybe since Dirk's retirement.
Yeah.
So that was cool, you know, and CA was down there, and, you know, there was a lot of excitement. Then Mark Cuban talked afterwards. Here, we have a little bit of audio. He was asked to reflect on what it's been like watching these highs and lows of the organization over the past 4 months. He said people forgot that he had plenty of controversy as well, including letting Steve Nash walk, and then this one.
Remember the Dwight Powell trade, right? You know, those things happened, but, like, you know, that was then, this is now. And the good news is when you can put together a team that, you know, and the front office done a great job of putting together a team where we can compete, right? And a couple breaks here and there, Kyrie comes back, Cooper is who we expect him to be, and we can have a really, really good team. And where I'll really give Nico in the front office credit is you look at a lot of teams right now, and they're blowing up their teams. They're dropping bombs on their team because of the second apron. I mean, we've got our guys locked up, and with the way the cap's going to move, we should be in really good shape. And, you know, Nico and Kyrie have had a strong enough relationship that, you know, they were able to work together to give us a little wiggle room to have somebody to fit in when Kyrie is out. And so, you know, for all the hell that Nico's got, he's done a great job putting us in a really good position.
Build
up the guy you hired.
Yeah, you build up the guy you hired. I also had a thought there as that was playing. Is he fighting for his bags? He owns 27% of the team.
Okay, so he still does have something to do with the organization. He's not just a glorified fan.
Yeah, that's a significant stake. I thought it'd be around 5 or 10%. That's usually what
everything led to him being the governor for a while, right?
Yeah, and I don't blame Mark for selling the team.
If they were going to keep him on as the governor, I mean, I think that would have been a smart thing for Patrick DeMont and the family to kind of learn the business for at least for a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, let Mark be the guy that stands up there and kind of, you know, does some things, but in the background, kind of teach the family what they need to know about the operation and then make the transfer from there.
Yeah, that would have been ideal, you know, and I think the reason I don't blame Mark is he had that as a handshake agreement when he turned the team over and thought he was going to be allowed to be the governor. But yeah, he mentioned that trade, and that was brutal. I looked up what they gave in that Dwight Powell, Rajon Rondo deal. Brandon Wright, who had been great as a power forward for them. Jay Crowder, that one really hurt as you're trying to build 3-and-D players around Luka.
Yeah, it did.
We missed that guy.
He was awesome. I mean, the Nico stuff, I don't know. Was he like subtly, has he been trying to hint that this was an orchestrated thing with the league?
Oh, I like that angle. Yeah.
There has been like
You see my vision now?
It's weird because he was, and like Hagee mentioned it too. Because, he mentioned the vision thing, but then he also earlier was like, when I first watched him, I'd be like, man, it'd be great to have the number one overall pick. Obviously, you don't have the number one overall pick, but he has had like two comments now today and then after they drafted Flag that kind of insinuated maybe he was was part of the deal.
No, you're right about that. Newey asked him, like, do you think this draft could help repair the relationship between you and the Mavs? And he said some things, but in the end he said, I think some fans are starting to see the vision. And I was like, what are you talking about? You didn't imagine this.
Yeah, which was weird.
But maybe it is the vision.
But yeah.
Maybe he's on the phone with Adam Silver and the Lakers saying, okay, I'll do this if you get me Flag.
Yeah. Huh? And you still can't rule that out.
No. And I mean, how much different... I mean, how do you look at that trade now? If I told you for sure, 100%, that is what happened. The Mavs were guaranteed the number one overall pick to draft Cooper Flagg, plus you get Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a first-round pick for Luka. How does that change the return and our thoughts on the deal?
We've talked about that.
Whew. If it for sure happened.
It's a close call. Now it's a very close call.
Yeah. Now
I still would have wanted probably another one. But
it's the number one overall pick, which is what you would have wanted to trade Luka for. And if you're giving up that number one, you don't need four ones. You need one. It's Cooper Flagg and Anthony Davis. You know, I think that's kind of a fair deal, isn't it, Brian?
I think that we've had this discussion before, and we all felt like that it was not a fair deal, even with having the number one overall pick.
Would you go back and trade Luka now if you knew you were getting all of this?
Yeah, and I sort of rather probably just kept Luka.
And I think that's what the discussion was.
But... hey,
we've walked through this before.
It does.
As a show, I know we've walked through this.
Well, opinions can change over time.
Oh, I understand that, but but right now we're like, whoa, wait a minute. Now this is because we were killing him for the trade.
Yeah,
we were killing him.
In this scenario, he knows he's getting Flag. So if you go back and put yourself in March 1st and you know you're getting Flag, what would your reaction to the trade have been?
He is in a situation where he'd had enough of a player. He got lucky.
Yeah.
He got lucky.
That's what I think about it,
I mean,
too.
They got, if you want to tell me 1.8%, anytime you buy a lottery ticket now, you should feel like, well, we only have a percent chance. Damn, you got a chance.
Yeah.
You know? Now, if the league orchestrated this and it gets out that way, man, I would not want to be David. I wouldn't want to be Silver here. I wouldn't want to be Adam Silver.
See, I've always thought there's too much to lose, right? Like, why would you want to rig things when you've got this great thing going on? But if you're losing, you think you might be losing your TV deal, which is like $750 billion.
Yeah.
You know, our ratings are going bad. We screwed up going away from the super team era, and it's hurting our ratings. You know, we can't have any year-to-year storyline. Nobody can even repeat, much less three-peat.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know? So I think they need storylines, and I
think this fan base still wants this guy fired.
Oh, I do.
Sure. And Mark's up there trying to cheerlead for the guy, which he hired. I'll mention that again. You know, he doesn't want to be the guy that sold the team and then hired the guy that got rid of the star player.
Yeah.
But
see, the cheerleading doesn't make sense until you realize Cuban wants to see these guys get their casino and make him $100 billion.
Absolutely.
Well, you probably got a better chance at moving forward if you just get rid of Nico. Now you can really start fresh with the Cooper Flag era, and there's other people that can be a general manager of a team and be successful.
Again, to the conspiracy, and I don't think anybody is saying the conspiracy is their official opinion on this, right?
No, because there's a lot of flawed arguments with that, with the injuries that happened. Like, you had to have Kyrie get hurt, you had to have Anthony Davis get hurt, or else they made the play-in tournament, right? They were trying to win.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they were tanking to for sure make the lottery, so things had to fall in place for them to even have that 1.8% chance.
So if you're thinking about why would Dumont not fire Nico, number one, it was his idea, or he thought about it, or number two,
they didn't want to pay Luka.
He knew they were getting flagged too. Why would you not fire Nico?
See, I don't think he's not that basketball savvy. He doesn't have that kind of, I don't think he could walk in there and demand of Adam Silver that, no, wait a minute, you're telling me I'm going to get the number one overall pick in this thing?
You're right, he couldn't, but you know who could?
Nico and
Rob Pelinka with Nike.
I think if Mark Cuban still owned the team and he'd walk into Adam Silver and say, listen, if I move on from Luka and trade him to the Lakers, you guarantee me the first overall pick? I think he'd get an answer. I don't think that DeMont gets that answer from Adam Silver.
I don't think Adam would ever answer that on the record.
I don't think he would ever tell him, no. No.
That's got to be a wink and a, we'll see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Texas State's in the final steps of accepting an invitation to the Pac-12. That's wild. It's Oregon State, Washington State, Boise State, San Diego State, Colorado State, Utah State, Fresno. It's the state.
It's all the states.
It's the all state conference, man. It's crazy. This is worse than what the WAC used to be.
Oh, no. Yeah. The WAC.
The state conference. Yeah,
I mean, just fold it. It's not the Pac-10 anymore at all. I'd call it something
else. You got to change the name.
Yeah, but they're trying to keep themselves together because there's going to need to be content. You know, these television, not every game could be on ESPN. Other stations are going to have inventory, you know, and this is the way to get inventory, you know, conference stay together. And you know what? Hey, we got inventory for you. If you want to put us on CBS on a, you know, this is what the Mac did. Mac played Wednesday night games, Thursday night games. They played these odd games when these TV packages in college football started out.
Walchuk loves gambling on Maction.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you have content that you can say, okay, we don't mind. We'll play on Tuesday night. Sure. After the Monday night game, sure, we'll play on Tuesday. We'll play on Wednesday. We'll play on Thursday.
I'm just imagining all those Beavers and Cougars fans going, there's a university called Texas State, and they're coming to the Pac-10?
Bobcats?
Yeah.
This is the eighth football team in the conference now, so they are rebuilding. There's legacy to it. There's brand awareness. There's marketing opportunities, and it's not going to go away, but for the fans, it's a joke.
Don't they get Gonzaga's a basketball place?
Pretty sure.
Don't they Gonzaga they jump do. In there with the basketball stuff? Okay.
We got the G-Bag of the Day coming up here shortly, then Woolchuck's top 10. Thank you, Chief. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Hey, nice buddy. Boys. See you.
Love you more.
What's the subject today, Woolchuck?
All right, it's National Ice Cream Day. It's incredibly underrated as the National Ice Cream Cake. Ice cream cake's delicious. I've got the top 10 most popular desserts in America right now. What is your favorite dessert currently? That's next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
The G Bag Nation.
Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. Go to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Let's go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with the champ.
It is. All right, I believe this is day number two for this combo situation. Shout out to OKC Bricktown. This is from the Thunder's parade and celebration. Let's see here. All right, first one. Yeah, the reporters. I like the reporters. They fanned out when they seen SGA up close.
They're following. I think it's SGA. Is it SGA? It is. He's right behind the porta potty. There he is. SGA.
It is.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Robin, we could get SGA.
Oh my gosh. Hold on, right, fam. Wait a minute, hold up, bro.
Porta potty. There he is, SGA. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Robin, we could get SGA.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious, though.
God bless Oklahoma City, man.
Yeah. Congrats.
Gotta love it.
And the Thunder center, Chet Holmgren. He was low key faded during the ceremony.
Chet, your journey has been far from easy. You have experienced broken bones, bruises, ups, downs, highs, lows. What did it take for you to get to here in this moment right now?
It took everybody that's in here. It started with Clay, Sam, and Mark for believing in me enough to bring me here in the first place. Because without them, I'm never even here. All right, let me lock in. Should we put you on the mic right now?
Don't do that.
Let me lock in, bro. Let me get focused.
That's a classic moment. Alrighty, it's time now for Woolchuck's top 10 at 2:20. Here he is, Zach with an H.
All right, National Ice Cream Cake Day. Ice cream cake severely underrated as a dessert, but I do have the top 10 most popular current desserts in the U.S. of A. Circuit 2025. What is your dessert that you love the most? 877-881-1053. Speaking of desserts, man, we kind of had fat on fat crime today on ESPN.
Oh, what happened?
Uh-oh. Yeah, like Mike Tannenbaum.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know Mike. Mike T.
Very well.
And I don't know that, in no disrespect to Mike, I mean, I don't know that any of us would think of him as like a physically fit individual.
Not at all.
So here's Get Up.
And he said the same thing about me.
Yeah, I believe it, man. I've been there. I'm with you. So,
Tannenbaum sounds like he's shaped like a bell.
Oh, yeah.
It does. Tannenbaum.
Yeah,
there's no fit guy named Tannenbaum.
No. No. Long line of big bone guys.
Yeah. Bomb, 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 bomb. Yeah, so he
knows with a good restaurant. So.
Absolutely.
He sure does.
Oh, no, he does. He knows how to order off the wine list.
I believe it. I mean, he's worked in New York and Miami. Like, oh, no. I'm sure he can take you around and show you a good time at all those places.
Not a good
Let
player,
me just say this about him, though. I'm just surprised he was a GM for two teams.
Parcells backed him.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. Bill, he was
sponsor.
Matter of fact,
you came out early. Let me say this about him real quick.
No.
Can't believe they gave that fool a job twice.
Love Mike. Good dude. You need sponsors in the world.
Yeah.
Parcells, when he was an intern with the Saints, Parcells paid his way through school. I mean, he was with he was with the Saints and then the Jets, and Parcells paid his way through school. Yeah.
I wonder what Mike had on Bill.
I think he really, really liked Mike, and he liked what he brought, and Mike's got a good gift of gab. I mean, Mike can sell a drowning man a glass of water.
Hey, there you go. That's what it is.
You have to have sponsors, and the couple of spots where he was, Parcells was influential in both places. Hmm.
He's on Get Up this morning. Tannenbaum's on the set. I guess Brian Windhorst was supposed to be on the set. They come back from break, and Mike kind of took a shot here.
It's time for a game of Are You Convinced with our football crew. Mike T, are you convinced that Aaron Rodgers will lead Pittsburgh to its first playoff win since the 2016 season?
No, I'm more convinced that Wendy's in the cafeteria right now.
Oh. No idea where Wendy is.
Wow. I mean, that might be a fellow fat guy, like making a fat guy joke. Yeah.
That's where
I'd be. That's
where
I'd
like
to be.
Yeah,
we're joking with each other.
Take two puddings and a cookie.
Yeah.
But man, we're just going to out Wendy.
Yeah.
We're going to out Wendy like that.
Is there like a big man code of conduct?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't do that to him. I wouldn't make, Wendy's well aware, I'm sure. I'm sure he's told a lot. And he has made, I don't think, any effort to drop any pounds. I think Mike T has. And that's where this gets a little, fringy. Because I know from experience, when you start to lose the weight, you can start to look sideways at some of the other fatties out there.
Yeah, look at me, look confident.
Until the weight comes back. And then
the weight comes back, and then you think, screw all those skinny
It seems
people.
So easy when you're in the zone.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my weight has fluctuated in my adult life 70 flipping pounds. 160 at the bottom,
it's
230
crazy.
At the top. So I know the struggle, man.
Yep, we don't all have the Chia Follo genetics, right? Where
we can eat
whatever the hell he wants.
Chicken fingers.
Make
and
fun of all the fat people out here, but we don't know the struggle. All right, so from fat shaming to desserts, this is perfect. 877-881-1053, the best desserts in 2025. We've got the top 10 National Ice Cream Cake Day. I will say, I'm guilty of this. I never seek out the ice cream cake. But anytime I think of an ice cream cake, I'm like, damn, why? Why don't we have ice cream cakes more often? They're phenomenal. They're delicious.
They are, and I don't know why. I don't know the answer to that question. Well, what is it, Brian?
I think the reason it is that you have to be able to keep the damn thing cold.
Got to keep it in the freezer.
Yeah, you cannot. The ice cream cake can't just sit out.
Mm-mm.
You got to find freezer space for it. Sometimes cake that cold, it's not appetizing.
I'll tell you what, the greatest thing about the ice cream cake is, especially Baskin-Robbins, is the icing they put on there. When the icing is frozen with the ice cream and the cake, that's the magic.
It's a beautiful mixture.
It's just a very difficult thing to have to maintain.
Challenging.
It's a challenging to maintain.
You really got to plan for it.
Yeah. And have you ever had one and then you don't eat it all and then you put it in the fridge and then it goes bad?
It starts getting frost on it.
I'm not dealing with this anymore.
Yeah. I always have to give love to Andy's frozen custard.
Great.
I think that's some of the best desserts going right now.
Yeah.
Shout out to Not a Fan 105.3. When he came into town, he went to Andy's, tagged Eric and I. Like, that place is absolutely delicious. I always have a special place in my fat heart for the molten chocolate cake at Chili's.
Okay.
That's an outstanding dessert, as well as the Pizookies at BJ's.
If I had anything to get at a store right now, that's
the what at where?
That's about. I'm glad.
The Pizookies at BJ's.
That's crazy. Okay,
those are great. It's like a chocolate chip cookie in its own little skillet.
Still never had a Pizookie?
I knew you were going to jump in.
Especially not at BJ's. No,
I DoorDashed a Pizookie once. It was only slightly melted when it arrived. It was sinfully delightful.
Still was delicious,
that's weed.
Huh?
That's weed.
Yes. I was in a hotel room by myself late night, you know, tearing into a Pizookie. If I could go anywhere right now, though, and get any dessert, it would be a Dairy Queen Oreo Blizzard with double Oreos.
Okay. You can't really go wrong with that. Lucius?
Anyone, if I can get anyone?
Any dessert. I mean, you can go generic. The list will be generic.
Okay,
be
like I like cookies, ice cream. Pecan pie. That is my favorite. I like pecan pie, especially if it's warmed up with a nice little chunk of vanilla ice cream.
It's a little dollar.
Right there. But if I had anything, it would be a Rocky Road ice cream with a warm brownie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Full of nuts, man. Make it nutty.
Make it nutty.
Make it nutty, bro.
Oh, make it nutty.
Yeah.
Like a
no diddy.
Walnut brownie.
No diddy.
Yes. The walnut brownies go crazy.
Yeah.
Dawson is disgusted by that. I seen that. Dude,
it ruins the brownies.
We used to have that walnut.
It's worse than like onions and spaghetti.
What?
Yeah. What?
Damn. And they're good for you, man. They're good for your dome piece too, man.
Oh, the walnuts are?
Yes, yeah, so you can convince yourself why you're trashing out on bad food.
Sure. Man, I enjoy a walnut. You know, but I don't think it belongs in dessert. Wow. To be honest with you.
Really? That's a bad take, but love you. Beth Marie's ice cream from the 940. Dairy Queen has the best ice cream cake. We're going to Andy's tonight from the 469. Shout out to you. I love you. IndyCar Tim never had an ice cream cake. We need to change that, Timmy. Mm-hmm. Hot fudge sundae with extra fudge from the 817. Big into the extra fudge. We do have to get to this story about your guy Woody, apparently LA, at some point from the 214.
Man.
We had a weight loss struggle there.
Oh, okay.
Is that what it
was? I didn't know where we were going. Yeah, Woody used to be a big guy.
And dang. Not so much anymore.
Pause.
we got
cold.
Key lime pie.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm probably going to read something I shouldn't at the 817. I'm going to skip that. I got to Google that one, what that is. Buttermilk pie being texted in. Your mom's pie is pretty damn good, Dawson.
Yeah, that sugar cream's outstanding. You know, as far as homemade desserts, that's it.
Yeah, that is. Well, honorable mentions, the churros, the funnel cakes, the lemon squares, and s'mores are your honorable mentions of the best desserts, according to America, in the top 10 right now.
Churros, outstanding.
Churros are good.
Really. Cinnamon rolls. Does that count? Ooh. That's a dessert, isn't it?
I think it should
count. It's a breakfast dessert.
It's sweet. It's breakfast, but it's sweet. And number two is a breakfast sweet item that's on the list. 10 is cookies. 9 is your ice cream.
All right, now put 9 and 10 together, and you got to get
now
a
you
deal.
Got yourself an ice cream sandwich, maybe.
Nestle Toll House ice cream sandwich.
Let's party.
Boneless cookies, too.
I like the boneless ones.
Yeah, nice soft in the middle. Yes. Crunch on the outside.
Boneless cookies?
Yeah.
That's so gooey.
You know, they're just cooked a certain way. They're kind of soft in the middle still.
You don't want them
might fall apart on you.
Yes.
Kind of you hold them up and they bend.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
When they get the flop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to straighten them out real quick.
I didn't know that was called boneless.
Well, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah.
8 is brownies with walnut solutions.
Yeah, and mix that with number 10. What is that, the ice cream again?
Yep. No, 9's the ice cream.
Okay, mix that with number
9. We could go brookie with an ice cream if you want to mix the brownie and the cookie.
Yep.
7's baked Alaska, getting a little fancy.
That's one of those, and I can't tell you what's in a baked Alaska, but you have to order it when you step into the building.
It's like a meringue, right, with ice cream?
Yeah.
They put on fire?
I'm saying, yeah, but I've people have talked about it, but honestly, if you want to get it at a restaurant, you have to order it when you make your order.
It's a layer of cake, a frozen ice cream center, and a coating of toasted marshmallowy meringue.
Yeah.
And they set the meringue on fire.
There you go.
Pretty badass.
Yeah.
6 is your cakes and cupcakes. 5.
I think cupcakes are a waste of time.
Yeah, you have mentioned that before, but you also gave the pro tip, didn't you, for kids' birthday parties, go with the cupcakes over the cake?
Because less waste.
Yeah.
You don't want to be holding up with a bunch of birthday cake. That's just not, nobody's going to eat after the birthday cake. It's done, you know, and I hate to throw away half a birthday cake.
You think they'll still eat the cupcakes, though?
I think cupcakes, like kids, it's not so bad to waste a cupcake. You don't feel like, you know, it's like a little cupcake. Mm-hmm. It's like if you throw it away, you're like, not a big deal.
Just a cupcake.
Yeah, but you go get one of these specialty cakes, you know, and it's going to cost you, you know, $40 or something, $50.
70.
And then you throw, or 70, and you throw half of it away. You're like, what did I just do? I should have just gone to the box store and got a, you know, a cake and had them doll it up.
Yeah. 5 is banana pudding. And we did get some text for banana pudding.
Wow. Over cookies.
Pretty damn high.
You could put vanilla wafers in there.
Vanilla wafers in there.
Yeah. Put vanilla wafers in there. God. Now you're good use of a cookie and a... In the pudding.
In the pudding. I know Dawson's not going to like 4 because it's cheesecake. But it's delicious.
Lucius, with or without the fruit?
I
can do without it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's old school right there, man.
Three are Cobblers or Crumbles.
Okay, here we go. I'll tell you, Babe's Chicken Place.
Yeah?
Yep. They have the peach cobbler.
Man, you get some ice cream with that.
There you go.
That's where it's at.
That's
warm. Makes you like a hug.
Yes.
Two is donuts. I don't know how I feel about that. But I mean, that's where we're considering it.
That's another breakfast dessert.
It is a pastry treat.
We've always talked about the donut. We all seem to like the cake donut.
Yeah,
and there's not fantastic. Much. Hey, there's not much to the cake donut for dessert, right?
No,
that's a dessert on any time of the day. It's one of the most unhealthy things you can eat. It's all sugar, fat. It's amazing.
Do you eat the blueberry one, or you just go straight cake? No fruit in the.
No, I like the blueberry cake donut a lot. Okay, yeah, there's no actual fruit in there.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just
what I'm saying. Yeah.
Blueberry flavored.
Okay.
Number one, the most popular dessert in the US of A circa 2025 is still the pie.
Right on. Yeah, very versatile.
Yeah.
I can see its popularity. Yeah. Well, thank you, Woolchuck. Top 10 at 2:20 every afternoon here on 105.3 The Fan. The bet payoff, the Coach McCreary. Google that. Google News Coach McCreary. The bet payoff coming up in 2 hours in the 4:40 segment right as we get to Sands. But it's time for Biggest L, Biggest Dub. Well, Chuck, what's in store?
Yeah, let's do that. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some personal victories lately? Where have you taken some L's along the way? We had a big L in Austin. That's next.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or mensteclinic.com.
To the nation.
Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Here's Woolchuck.
877-881-1053. Let's do it. It's a Friday staple here in the G-Bag Nation. Where have you taken some personal victories? Where have you taken some L's as well? It's time for Biggest L, Biggest Dub. 817, Biggest Dub. Another three-day weekend this weekend and next weekend. Biggest L. It's that time of the month for the wifey, and she's a little cranky.
Sorry about that.
Enjoy the 3 day weekends though. That's a plus. I actually heard this debated. Like, if we went to a 4 day work week, which day would you prefer to have off? The Friday or the Monday?
Man, I guess it wouldn't matter after a while. But if going into it, if I have to pick one of those days, I think I want to work on the Monday and have the Friday off because it just feels funner.
I'm kind of with you.
I'm like, the opposite.
Okay. So, like, the pushback to that from the debate that I saw, and I think it might have been part
I'll
of my
take. I'll work Friday. Give me Saturday, Sunday, Monday off.
Okay.
And then I'll get back at it
on
Tuesday.
Good with Monday?
Yeah.
See, it was like losing the possible Friday vibes, like the Friday,
the show. Coming,
but, like, wouldn't that just carry over to Thursday?
I think so. I think Thursday be the new day.
Right? I could blow out of town on Friday night to the lake, fish Saturday, Sunday,
and then
be back
Monday
night. Yeah.
There you go.
I think for a lot of people coming off Sunday in the church, you know, whatever you're doing, that's your rest day. So you go to church, mm-hmm. you get right with God, and then you relax to like try to take the stress off and get ready for that next day. So I think I'd probably, you know, just want to jump into that. That's as good as it's going to get for me.
Yeah.
You know, I would wait till Tuesday to start my work week after getting right.
Which would you prefer, Lucius, the Friday or the Monday?
Look, Lucius wants the Friday off for sure. Yeah. The adult in me says take the Monday off. You can handle business.
Yeah.
There you go.
Things are open. You can do things.
It's true. Like the Monday, you get a Monday off, you're always kind of able to knock out the chores. Like, oh, I got to go get an oil change. Got to get the car. You know, whatever the things that you need to get done.
But Lucius had packed on Thursday night for Friday if he's off on Friday. Mm-hmm. He's already packed and ready to go.
Yeah.
When I shoot the G-Bag Nation deuces, I'm out for real. All right, that's guys. Awesome. I'll let y'all.
Yeah. That's checking out for real. And getting that for 3 days, I think, would be a massive mental health boost for our country. Now, in this situation, do we have access to all the businesses on the Monday or the Friday? You know, because you got doctor stuff, you got the DMV stuff. Are they going to be open on this other floating day?
I would say yes.
Okay.
I don't think it's like one, you know, everybody does the same thing. I think everybody would pick and choose kind of which days they would go with here. But I'd assume so. I'd assume that most of these businesses would all still be open. But that's a fair question, because if everyone's going on the 4 day work week, maybe.
When am I going to do my banking?
Exactly.
You know, I like the idea of Lucius, like, I got a day to take care of stuff.
What if you took off a Wednesday?
Just like a random middle of the...
No, I mean, you get that day off. That's your day off. You don't have to...
You're doing double twos? Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just breaking up the
boom,
work.
Boom.
Yeah, we're breaking
Monday,
it
Tuesday,
up.
Boom, and then we're going to get Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I had not thought of that angle.
Yeah.
That'd be an easy week, man. That feels so smooth. Like, you're hardly working.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. So, took an L this week. Scammer got him from the 972. They made it super convincing.
Dawson was involved.
The Dub going to see
Give us your credit card number, sir. We'll be happy to use it for you. Right here, 975. You need my PIN?
Oh, somebody texted me that my account's in danger. I better log in.
Uh-oh. The Dub, they're going to see Stick Figure tonight at Dos Equis with the wife and some neighbors. So enjoy that. That's going to be fun.
I think Rangers winning the series. Sorry, did I cut you off mid-message?
I was just going through some of these text messages.
Rangers winning the latest playoff series is a huge win. Could you imagine how bummed you'd be right now if we had to do yesterday's show and today's show after Rangers losing a series to Baltimore? Holy crap.
No, the Rangers getting 2 out of 3, the Mavs being able to draft Cooper Flagg, those are big dubs. I think a big L would absolutely be those that bought tickets tonight to the AAC for the Wings and the Fever.
Yeah.
And now you can't see Caitlin Clark versus Paige Beckers. I mean, personally, I think CeCe's a little scared. I don't think she wanted to be one-upped by Paige tonight.
Get locked down.
You get to see the Cunningham girl, though.
There's still plenty of good players.
See her. I like how she walks. She looks like Goldie Hawn when she walks. You ever seen her little walk?
Yes.
She needs to be knocking, bro.
She has a lot of Goldie Hawn energy now that I think about it. She's pretty, too. Apparently, she's a black belt.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that walk into the locker area is that's must view TV right there.
Well, it's become a whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, these guys know how to stop. Yeah. And they got their accessories, their sunglasses. They all look great.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody needs to get Caitlin Clark a new stylist, though. These outfits are bad.
I think so.
I mean, if she's gonna be the Jordan of the WNBA, she's well on her way.
Yeah.
With the baggy clothes.
Terrible dressing, man.
What, is it worse?
Just put on some Jordan gear, Jordan. Damn.
There you go. Yeah, some sweats.
I think she's got some sponsor. Close people that I'm sure she'd help her. Yeah,
she dresses like an insurance agent. She does. No disrespect to insurance agents.
She does have the State Farm promo.
Yeah,
maybe that's what she's leaning into.
That's trying to like show some skin too. All the mid-drift
stuff. Yeah, the dudes are being thirsty about it online. They? Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Whole lot of woods in the comments.
It's working for some, I guess. Some out there saying hell yeah. Hey, everyone's got a different flavor, right? Yeah, there's something out there for everyone.
Some broad shoulders. She's got some hella shoulders.
What about Lucius? What about the gals that show up like in a suit and tie? You ever seen that look? Where the girls that have that, like they show up and they have their tie with the white shirt and the
look like some waiters.
Well, no, they look like they're trying to dress like in a men's suit, but it's like the way they've got it kind of the shirt tail out and stuff like that. You ever seen that one?
No, they're letting us know, though.
No, they're trying.
Yeah, they are letting us know.
I've noticed, I'm like, man, she's wearing a coat and tie. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Yeah, that one's...
her wife is in the stands.
Very much so. This is an interesting story that I don't know if this is going to go away or maybe by Monday this is a non-deal, but this is kind of an L, I think, for both sides. Wendy giving the report on what the hell is going on with the Utah Jazz and their 5th overall pick, Ace Bailey from Rutgers. Oh, okay.
If he doesn't want to be there and he doesn't show up and this starts to get ugly, do you see the Jazz ultimately giving in?
I do not. I do not think any team in this situation would give in. They have the ultimate position, and I do not see Danny Ainge giving in. And here's the bottom line. The Utah Jazz play in Salt Lake City, and I say this as somebody who lives in the middle of the country. They cannot worry about whether a player wants to be in Salt Lake City or whether he loves the fit on their roster. They have to draft and develop the most talented players they can. That is why they took him, despite him not working out, and they will absolutely not budge on this. And eventually, Ace Bailey is going to be a Utah Jazz. We'll just see how long it takes for him and his representation to figure that out.
I mean, I get the concern with it. You think Utah, oh my goodness, this is going to be horrible. But I mean, going into Utah, it is a fantastic place. You know, I think if you want to go like party it up, or you want to be out, or you want to, you know, I guess experience some other, if diversity is really high, you know, let me just say that on your checklist, maybe Utah is not the spot, right? And if that's a requirement for you to have, you know, your life, then I don't necessarily disapprove of players trying to force their way out of situations. For me, Utah is amazing. Like driving through it twice, I'm like, look at all this scenery. Mm-hmm. The cities are nice. You know, the scenery is amazing. But I think for a lot of players, you know, they have their spots in mind. Utah is one of them. The other thing, last night there was a dude, I think he got picked 41st by the Raptors, and he goes, bleep. Oh, he's hugging his mom, and he's like dropping F-bombs because he doesn't want to go to Toronto.
Yeah. I get for Ace Bailey.
That was a first round guy.
Oh, that was a first round guy?
That was a first round guy.
Oh, the guy that they took 10th overall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Ace Bailey, I guess.
He's sleeping on Toronto then.
Yeah. Yeah. Toronto would be great too. Yeah.
Sleeping on Toronto. So would Utah. You're right, man. Sleeping off Salt Lake City. Right? It is amazing out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, beside Ujiri.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of benefit. There's a lot of good scenery.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Utah.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, even when you're indoors.
I guess for Ace Bailey, there was really only three teams he wanted to play for. I think Washington was one.
Yeah.
And they were telling teams in the top five, hey, don't pick me. And that's why he was able to slide to five. I think Washington was the next pick at six, but Danny Ainge said, bleep this, dude. I mean, yeah. We're taking you.
Teams don't want to open up this Pandora's box, but eventually you can get your way. I just wouldn't sit out the whole year. I mean, just start playing for the Jazz, start sure. your career, and get traded. But, I mean, these guys are so young. A year seems like forever to them. You know, a year seems like 2 months to me. But yeah. to them, it's like, oh, my goodness, I got to spend a whole year in Utah? Kind of crazy. You know, these kids are so young. Side note, Wolchuk, I think it's a huge L right now. Like, the NBA draft is just not compelling content.
I agree.
They're too young. You know, they don't know how to do interviews.
No.
The difference of 19 to 22 is massive. Like, I love Cooper Flagg is here. I didn't need to hear any of that press conference today.
And there was no need to do two nights of the draft.
No.
I understand last year you had the Bronny drama. Where was he going to go? But I did not tune into a single second to round two last night. The Mavericks didn't have a pick. I was uninterested. If something big happened, I'll get an update for it. I followed along on Twitter. I did not pay any attention.
I mean, there were some good players, and I'd be excited to, you know, get those on my team. So if you're a super fan, you're dialed into this thing. Like, but when your team takes the player, I think you're out at that point. We don't know who a lot of these guys are. There's no chance to, like, build your name and your reputation like in the NFL. So you're like, oh, there's that dude, and there's that dude from all these great teams. It's just kids
yeah.
that don't know how to do interviews yet at all. And they're trying to awkwardly it's so cringe heavy. It's, cringy, it's like a cringe every 3 minutes.
It is. And then sometimes they're bringing the family up. They're like, what was it? Con Knipple and his four brothers and Monica McNutt's trying to ask a question and none of the brothers like want to jump in there and answer. So it's just awkward silence and they don't know what to do. The whole thing was weird. Let me just wrap up with a couple texts. Biggest dub from the 717. His son, Athens AU All-Star Baseball team, won the South Regional Playoffs this past weekend. A play in a best out of three tournament next weekend against Longview to represent the state of Texas. And I'm believing the Little League World Series. That's badass. They're undefeated. So congratulations to you. And shout out to the 214. Got a big dub. Came back from Vegas $3,000 up.
There you go.
Hello. Hey. Big winner right there. There's another edition of Biggest Dale, Biggest Dale.
Have a great weekend, buddy. It's the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We have the top stories of the day, baseball, basketball, and so much more on the other side here on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.